Ending off by Ed Sheeran coverage with his particular track Camera, the music video is now out on all, well, not all platforms, but on YouTube, which is a very interesting underwater camera that they're using, I believe. And at the end of the day, if you're gonna use an underwater camera and capture those type of angles, then let's just say Ed Sheeran definitely is feeding the people. You know what I'm saying?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
So, in general, I'm not gonna say the specific name of the human that stood out in the video, but the underwater camera definitely captures some immaculate artistry that I think was essential for promoting Ed Sheeran's album.
You guys.
So anyways, getting that inside joke out of the way, the Ed Sheeran fans know what I'm talking about. But anyways, getting back into the album, right? Very interesting how Play and then Play the Extended Edition released at the same time. Now, y'all could call me out of the loop, but I'm actually kind of interested to see how in the world this happened. Because as far as the music video being for this particular track, Camera, I wonder what the future marketing strategies is for Ed Sheeran, because I'm always paying attention to different marketing strategies from superstars in the industry, and safe to say some stand out more than others, which is very dependent on your team. If you think all of these superstars in the music industry don't have the greatest minds behind them helping them distribute their music, then you're sorely mistaken. I mean, my coverage of the album, which I started off with, as far as Ed Sheeran, I talked about how a lot of different subsidiaries are under Ed Sheeran, which made me believe that if he's going through this very interesting time as far as being on a downward spiral as far as first week sales, because he goes from 139,000 first week sales in 2021 to 2023 being 76,000 units, I wonder what is the cause of that and who is not pulling no weight, right? Because a lot of people who's pushing this music is Asylum Records, Metro Goldwyn Mayer Pictures, which, to be fair, that was more for the 10th anniversary edition, which was more of a tie-in for the film soundtrack, all of the stars from The Fault in Our Stars. And then, of course, you have Gingerbread Man Records, which is Ed Sheeran's own label. But then you have the big dog, Warner Music UK Limited. So as far as Warner as a whole, just know they have 26% of the entire music market share. And one thing I will point out when we get to Sony artists, they are doing the worst they've ever been on the charts in quite some time. This is the worst I've ever seen Sony doing in the music industry as far as putting up numbers on Billboard. They have a whopping 6%, and guess what? Others, which is independent acts and smaller subsidiaries, they have 5%. So safe to say, the independents may end up getting that third slot that's always held by Sony. Universal, Warner, Sony. That's always the big three. And right now, it's not looking like the big three. It's looking like LeBron, Kyrie, and then Kevin Love. You know what I'm saying? I know they say Kevin Love was part of the big three, but y'all already know it was a big two, right? That was a little basketball reference for y'all. But yeah, Sony having 6%, while the independent are cultivating 5%, while Universal has 64%, Warner has 26% of the music market share. Safe to say, Sony is even going to get lower on the totem pole, because Ed Sheeran is going to take up some market space in itself, because this album I think is going to do well, even though the 2023 numbers wasn't indicative of what he usually does, right? Or not 2023. Yeah, 2023, of what he usually does, as far as in 2021 selling 139,000, and of course in 2017 he sold 672,000. So as far as his new route that he's going on, as far as Play, I wonder if he's gonna have a pause, rewind. Like, I wonder if he's fast forward, type of direction. I wonder if that's where he's going, because the multiplication from the addition to the multiplication to the division to the subtraction to the equal sign, like, you get the point, right? Seems like there's a theme with the Play being the next installment in the new wave of the Ed Sheeran legacy. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Ed Sheeran putting out his album Play? And if you've listened to it, what is your favorite track? And if you haven't, will you be giving it a listen?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.